Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Welcome to the show this morning. As I said, a massive, very exciting announcement for Lion King South African fans. First, an exclusive here. See, I mean, I'm trying to do that big voice. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work.
Dr. John Carney, help. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good to hear your voice. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Wazawa at BE, New Brighton?
And New Brighton.
I did not know that.
Yes, I deserve up and deliver Goduk. I came to look for gold. All I found was work, not the gold.
but work is gold, especially when you travel abroad. Yeah, no, I grew up in Port Elizabeth as well. Good people, Port Elizabethans.
Absolutely. Great talent there too.
Thanks for making Klosa so famous.
Thank you.
Before we get to the big announcement, before we get there, working on a production like The Lion King, because now there's lots of expectation. You know, people have this huge expectation, and it's so dear to them. They love it so much. But is it a lot, apart from the pressure, was it fun though? I mean, do you have fun doing these kinds of things, like the voice of Rafiki?
Absolutely. I mean, my work is now at my age, at 75, is a blessing. Every time I step on stage or on a set, I know we're going to have fun. I do it because I love it. I mean, in 1994, when the first animation series opened, I mean, who did not know every line because of the children who were there? Now, those kids are 25 years older.
Yeah.
For us then to go back to The Lion King, with all the technology, the CGI, the development of Hollywood and the industry, it was just fascinating to see how they handle, how each scene, how each thing is structured.
Yeah.
Beginning from sketches by hand, and then suddenly the lion does look like a lion, from the stick man to a version of it,
sure.
And to a very sort of ugly version that looks like a lion, looks like Rafiki. And all I asked the director, please, that monkey mustn't look like me. Africa is not going to take well to that.
Please.
No.
I'm glad you mentioned how things have changed over the years, the technology and stuff. I mean, now you also have things like spoiler alerts, and people want to spoil the ending, and people want to, you know, they want to break the news of how it's going to go before everyone's going to see it. But technology, apparently there's some kind of script technology that you had to stick to that to try and prevent the leaking of scripts. Am I right?
Of course,
we
sign the confidentiality clause.
So you not even only, your kids, no, not even your best, no one.
No one.
Mm.
You will only talk about what has been scripted, only that amount. Mm. You can only post that amount, only that line. And when you have a link which you have to watch in order to comment on it, it's only alive for a short, very period, after which it's gone. You can't reopen it again.
What do you mean? On your screen?
On your iPad or your phone?
On your iPad. If they send a script, if sometimes look at these lines, look at this, it's you can only open it for that particular hour, and after which you can't reopen it.
Sure.
And then
you can't print.
You can't print it?
Doesn't go to print at all. If you try print twice, it disappears.
Hey, how's that? I did not know that.
Yes.
So it just disappears on the screen just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case. Tell me about the fun that you have, because obviously now you do you meet some of the other voiceovers, the other actors and stuff? You basically have to picture them.
You have to picture them, and
you've
got you have the CVs of them. You discuss with the director who Donald Glover is. He said, "I know Donald Glover. I've worked with Ejiofor Chiwetel. I've worked with Afra Woodard. I've worked with James L. Jones. So I knew the principals,
sure.
You know. And I've known Seth Rogen and the others. And these guys are wonderful. So when you work, is that on the side on screen?
Yeah.
Like where you are, I can see on screen, and we could sort of interact on screen.
Oh.
We're in Sandton, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yes, unless you are, when I was in Hollywood, for something else, and then they take the advantage that you were there, and then you get together. But the first time we all got in one room was the night of the world premiere in Hollywood at the Kodak Theatre. Then we meet, and that, hey, what's happening? Hey, Daddy, how are you doing? And then that's fine.
Yeah. What are some of the strangest people you've worked with in your life? Because, I mean, your CV goes back, sure, what an illustrious career. You've met people from all over the spectrum.
The film industry is like the army. It's ordered, the generals and then the captains and then the lieutenants and then the NCOs and then the foot soldier. So where you come in, you're coming at top of the level. Yeah. And at my age, it's so fantastic that you walk in and everybody said, I studied you at Yale. My what? Teacher took you when I was there in 1974. Yeah. You think, I don't remember that. And all those things. So you come in with that kind of reputation. And in Hollywood, it's critical and it's important that you have achieved some kind of recognition to get to that particular level. But to work with people like Michael Douglas was fun and incredible. I mean, to work with people like, Ralph Fiennes in Coriolanus. But it was interesting to work with Val Kilmer in The Ghost and the Darkness. He had just gotten into money, just got famous after Tombstone and after the Doctor Something, and then he did The Saint. So he was the real Hollywood star walking on set with 13 people following him, attendants and all that.
Attendants.
Attendants. Would you like, with a cup of water, would you like that? You do like that?
Yeah.
You know, but I remember we had a scene and we were waiting for him.
Oh.
He was on his in the satellite phone, and Michael Douglas used every word that you could find in the F definition. And said, do you know who is on that set waiting for you? Who the hell do you think you are? Do you know who's standing there? And he came and he really apologized and he explained to me that he's dealing with a bit of a family problem. But he was fun. Didn't want anybody to be on the angle of vision when he shoots a scene.
On peripheral, from the side.
Absolutely.
No side profile.
Now, what are we going to do with 250 extras on the other side? Because we're shooting behind them, but we can't move them, or they mustn't move, they mustn't do anything to distract.
That's because people take pictures from the side. No one likes that.
That's why
I grew the beard. It's for the double chin, because people take pictures. No. But good for Michael Douglas, though.
Yes.
For having respect. I mean, that's amazing. Saying to Val, listen, don't make Dr. John Carney wait.
No.
Young man.
We always say the number ones are okay. The problems are the number twos. Because they want to be.
The most special character to you that you've ever played?
Rafiki. It's an old contract requirement of Hollywood.
The
one you are doing now is the best you've ever done ever.
Right. We were talking just the other day and we were saying how amazing it is. Ons is nog steeds verskrik. In Afrikaans is die woord verskrik. You know the word
verskrik. Baie goed Afrikaans.
Okay, well, dan weet jy van verskrik. Mense raak net verskrik elke keer as jy, obviously, aan die begin, when you saw a South African actor on an international movie, that's like, whoa. But then, when you start hearing South African and African languages on the big screen in movies. Dit is Shalto daarso in Afrikaans gevloek het and now you is it closer in the big screen movies and you're like, yes man, for the adults. But I think it's also a special thing for the kids.
It is indeed. And Hollywood, when we get to the concept of what the languages in Africa are.
Yeah.
So there's always the caution of not to locate the actual geographical area where the movie is set in Africa.
Okay.
So when I was shooting Captain America Civil War, there was a scene when after Chris Evert goes and I'm left with Scarlett Johansson and Chadwick. And we're talking about what happened in Nigeria. And she goes and then I then talk to my son alone. And I say, I miss you, my son. I haven't seen you for a very long time. I said,
In English.
Then I said, excuse me to the director, why are we speaking in English?
You wouldn't be speaking English.
No, I'm talking to my son in Wakanda.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhere in Africa.
Yes.
And I said, you can make it up. Like, the Tarzan language. And subtitles, hello, my son. I said, I have a language.
Yes.
An indigenous language. And I assume you cast me in this role because I'm African.
Yes.
Then there's a bit of a quiet, you know. Uh-huh. What would you say? And then I said, well, I would say in my isiXhosa, unqabile nyana ndikugqibele kudala. It was like a round of applause. Stick to that. And the Marvel guy said, from now on, officially, the indigenous language of Wakanda is isiXhosa, whatever it is.
isiXhosa.
Thank you, Dr. John Carney.
Yes.
On behalf of South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
people who speak isiXhosa. Thank you for doing that. It's about time. But sometimes it's up to us to help them.
Also, of course, now there's the new sort of movement in Hollywood that if the character as written says, I'm German, you find a German actor. If the character says, I'm African, you find an African actor.
Yeah. Oh, thank
no longer now can other people play that role or you change. And if the role does not specifically state it's a professional role, find a woman. Says, I'm a lawyer, I'm a teacher, I'm an accountant, find a woman. Yes. Those rules are beginning to apply, and the sort of integrated casting is now the in thing, that people can play any role. I saw King Lear in Stratford. It was such a mix that I couldn't understand. How could that guy be Indian and his mother is white and his father is black?
What is happening?
That's the world that we're living in now. It's opening up in an incredible way.
Keep it real.
As I say, Africa is the in thing now about our stories, about this continent, about our culture, actually.
Because they misrepresented us for so long. They were making it up as they go along.
Needed someone to stand up and say, no, it doesn't happen like that in my house.
To make up a language, here's one for you. We speak it all the time. Yeah. How's your son?
He's fine. I've got 4 sons and 3 daughters and 8 grandchildren.
Wow.
We are number 5, so he's not my favorite in the list. In fact, he made a big mistake. He just followed what I'm doing. When I wanted him to be somewhere in... lawyer or something else. So he's the only one who got this crazy thing to do what daddy does and become an unemployed person for the rest of his life.
Whatever.
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Hey. Think I'm ready, baby.
Martin in Span, Yella is freaking awesome.
You give me a feeling so strong.
Check her in.